All right.
And there is so much to cover. Thank you. I see the recording has started now. That we decided we would focus just on the block editor. And even then, we're afraid that we're going to go right past an hour. So I think we want to kind of get the course underway as quickly as possible. Jackie, do you know what we want to launch off with?
So the first thing is going to be called Why Gutenberg? And so here we go.
So what's all the hoopla about Gutenberg anyway? The classic editor was working just fine. Why does WordPress want to change it? One reason was because at times, WYSIWYG wasn't. Back in 2010, my sister Bev approached me. She and her husband had a website built for their propane business somewhere around 1999. It was getting pretty long in the tooth, but she really didn't want to pay $5,000 to have it rebuilt, only to have to do it again X number of years later. Also, she didn't want to have to pay someone every time they wanted to change their site, which is what they were having to do now. Did I know of anything that could help? Hey, Bev, have I got a solution for you? It's called WordPress. And if you can do word processing and email, which she could, then you could do this. So I rented some server space, downloaded WordPress, and we got to work. She was doing very well, until at times she wasn't. What she'd tell me was something like, "Oh, this is not how I expected that to look." In other words, WYSIWYG in this case stood for what you saw isn't what you got. And then it was back to the drawing board. I'm surprised the phone lines between Illinois and Arizona didn't turn blue back then. I suspect they likely did, actually. We just didn't hear about it. The folks creating the block editor are trying very hard to make the WYSIWYG experience far closer to reality. In fact, the editor can adopt your theme styling. This setting is on by default in the editor settings panel. So hopefully those kinds of gotchas will be a thing of the past, or at least a lot fewer. Secondly, content creators often want to edit not only their content, but the various other elements of their site as well, such as the header, footer, and sidebar. The classic editor was never intended for that purpose. The Gutenberg editor is bringing this much closer to reality. Indeed, the whole object of the block editor is for folks to be able not only to edit and style their site's content, but their entire site as well. It's referred to as, quote, full site editing. It's not quite a reality yet, and it can only occur when a particular theme supports it. The latest two WordPress themes do, but this is what the folks at WordPress envision as the future of their content management system. Please understand this class will focus only on Gutenberg's content editing capabilities and not full site editing. The problem for the WordPress developers is that it's expensive, both in terms of time and resources, to maintain two code bases, one for the Gutenberg and another for the classic editor, which essentially perform many of the same functions. A lot of talk has swirled around the year 2024 that the classic editor will no longer be supported. That's in no way official. We don't know how long it will continue to be offered, but its demise is coming sooner rather than later. So, as with the Gutenberg printing press, which didn't help blind folks much, many of these features won't help us a lot either. but the classic editor plugin is going away. So we've either got to get on board or miss the train. Woo, woo.
All right. Woo, woo. Let me pull the next one up.
If after all this time using the classic editor, you've decided it's time to move on, cool. Let's dive into using Gutenberg. Come on in. The water's, survivable. Having said that, as of April 2024, if I said I found the experience of using Gutenberg with a screen reader pleasurable, I'd be lying so bad I could use my nose as a mobility cane. Just add marshmallow tip or similar. The polite version is that it bites. The less polite version is that it sucks. And we won't get any more impolite than that for fear of getting kicked out of the conference call service. The two major problems are it's too chatty and it loses focus. In terms of being too chatty, I'm so sick of hearing /empty block, type /" to add a block. Every time I press enter or arrow up and down past a paragraph, I'm just positive one of these days I'm going to hurl all over my keyboard and ruin my computer. All that talk definitely slows down navigation. It also tends to read the title bar repeatedly when changing pages. And that's just the beginning. Silence the screen reader via your favorite method. Paul and I both like control. Then read the current line to precisely determine your location. I urge liberal amounts of whatever it is you do or use to facilitate relaxation when using the block editor. You'll need it. You'll thank me later.
Out of edit clickable empty block semi. Start writing or type /" to choose a block document editable. Type /" to choose a block.
There are two things to absolutely be aware of when using the block editor. The first concerns your screen reader. You need to be cognizant at all times, whether you're in browse mode or whether you're in data entry /forms mode, because different things occur in response to various keystrokes depending on which mode you're in. If you've used a screen reader for any length of time, that's not news. I'll be using the term, quote, data entry mode from now on to refer to the screen reader mode, which allows you to enter data into a form field. The second thing concerns the block editor itself. You need to be aware whether you're in edit or navigation mode. In edit mode, as the name implies, you can edit content. In navigation mode, you can select blocks to edit, etc. The escape key toggles between the two modes. Having said that, though, realize that you may actually need to press the escape key twice to do so, especially if you're in data entry mode, because the first press will exit data entry mode, while the second will toggle between navigation and edit modes. There are times when you're informed by the block editor which mode you're in, especially if you change from one to the other. Having said thus, there is a notification panel at the bottom of the page, but it definitively doesn't get your status right all the time, and, in my opinion, you'd be better off ignoring it. The most reliable way, should you be in doubt, is by use of your cursor movement keys. Up and down arrows or Tab/Shift-Tab in navigation mode will read you your content. If you're in data entry mode, it's usually preceded by the word button. Every time you encounter a new line when using up and down arrows to let you know you can interact with it by going into edit mode. I personally find the tab and shift plus tab keys to be the most reliable way of navigating the document structure. As always, your mileage may vary. Please take particular note that if you wish to edit content, you need to be in data entry mode with your screen reader. If you aren't, your cursor will definitely not be where you think it is, and it'll create a problem.
Okay, I think that part's done. Does anybody have any questions so far on the material present before we go on to recording number 3?
And I want to interject a statement, too. Jackie and I were talking about planning this course. We realized that we are, by analogy, we are the tip of your cane. We are only a little bit ahead of what you guys are capable of doing as WordPress developers. And just as I sat here and listened to Jackie's recording just now, I learned new information about how that escape key works as a toggle between edit mode and navigation mode. So this is valuable information that we're picking up, and I hope that mm-hmm. this recording is available for a long time. We are going to have time for Q&A at the end, but yeah, let's take a question now if someone's got anything.
Hello?
Hello?
John?
Hi, yeah. Jackie, you said there at the end something about I didn't quite catch... follow the whole thing. You were saying something about when you're in edit mode, you use tab and shift tab just to check which mode you're in, is it?
No. Okay, so you use tab and shift tab to navigate your content in navigation mode.
Right.
And if you're in forms mode when you're in navigation mode, then the thing tends to read, it tends to precede every line by the word button as you're up arrowing and down arrowing through it, because it wants you to know that you can interact with it by pressing, you know, the enter key or whatever to go into edit.
Okay, so you're in the wrong mode. That's a giveaway, a red flag that you're
right.
in the wrong mode, that you should switch back to
the wrong
browse
mode.
Of course. Well, yeah.
Well, look, you always want to make, okay, so pardon the expression, you always want to make damn sure when you're editing, right, that you are in browse mode.
Right.
Because your cursor isn't where you think it is, and all of a sudden you're going to be deleting something.
Yeah.
And it won't be what you want it. So
no.
I'm just saying it requires a great deal of care. And
gotcha.
You know, believe me when I tell you, they haven't got it right yet, as you could tell from.
No, it's the way bewildering.
I thought about it. Yeah. Anybody else before we go? And by the way, all of this stuff, whether the recording works or not, right, is going to be up on the WordPressForNoobs.com site. So it's all going to be there. Everything is going to be there, and maybe some additional material as well, because, well, I know there will be. So, any other questions before we go on? All right, then let me try to get into this. The thing of it is,
yeah.
The weird thing that this thing does is it throws me out of the broadcast every time I select.
All right. Yeah, well, let's move forward, and I'll just add one of the most frustrating things for me is that there's no quick key combination to let me know exactly where I'm at and what the mode is. And since the screen reader is often lagging behind where the focus is, it's not, even as you navigate between elements, it's not telling you the right thing. You need to repeatedly have it announce where the focus is until it says something that's actually believable. It's very much like navigating around a neighborhood that you're familiar with. You need to keep that map in your head. And as you're working with this editor, you need to keep track of what mode you're in all the time. And unfortunately, this is going to take your focus away from the content that you're trying to add. So
it does.
Extremely frustrating. I feel your pain.
Yeah, it does. Like I said, do whatever it is that you do or use to get relaxation when you're working with this thing because you need it. All right, you guys ready? The next part has to do with an overview of the Gutenberg editor, and it's a short one.
The Gutenberg editor basically has four parts. It has a top toolbar. It has an editing content area where you can edit your content. It has a settings panel where you can change editor settings. And it has a publish panel where you can change aspects regarding the scheduling and publication of your post. Pressing Alt F10 when you're in an edit area gets you to the nearest toolbar.
Control plus home, out of toolbar, link skip. Alt plus F10, clickable editor, top bar, document tools, toolbar, add toggle button, not press collapsed.
You can also navigate through the various panels by pressing Alt Shift N for next and Alt Shift P for previous. Both go around in an endless circle.
Editor settings region, editor publish region, editor footer region, editor top bar region, editor content region.
The other key that you might find helpful is that if you want to get out of editing posts and get back to your dashboard, is Alt-Control-Shift-F for full screen toggle.
All right. Hey, Paul, you're going to be up next because they're tired of listening to me, right?
All right, good. So I want to comment on the recording you just played, and then I'll introduce my recording coming up. The other way to get out of the editor, and this is something that's very different about the Gutenberg editor compared to the classic editor. When you're in the classic editor, you're used to having that administrative toolbar with your dashboard link and your pages link and posts and settings and all of that. When you're in the Gutenberg editor, that's gone by default unless you're in full screen mode, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jackie.
It's out of full screen mode that it's gone.
Okay. And so you have to basically drop out of the editor to get back to that toolbar. And Jackie, you gave a shortcut that works in JAWS. I don't know the shortcut in VoiceOver. The way I do it, and this will work if you're using JAWS as well, is you go to that editor top bar, toolbar at the top of the block editor, and the very first element in there will either take you back to your pages or take you back to your post. All right.
You can't use option F10 on the Mac, you don't think?
I haven't tried it. So now to introduce the recording of mine that Jackie's going to play, I have found that the easiest way to use the Gutenberg editor is to interact with it as little as possible. Now, I still have to interact with it a lot, and you're going to hear that in my recording. But what I do, and I think Jackie does the same, is we prepare our content in advance. And I think even sighted people do that. They use the editor of their choice. They prepare their content in advance, and they paste it into the block editor, and then they just do some cleanup. So I use Scrivener to prepare my content. That allows me to create links, to italicize text, and to create lists, bulleted lists or numbered lists. And I've done all of that in advance, but there's some things that I can't do in Scrivener. I can't mark headings, for example, and I can't create an image block. And so I have little hints that I've left to myself in the text that I paste into the block editor, and then I'm going to navigate through the block editor. I'm going to find those hints, and I'm going to fix them up a little bit. So, Jackie, if you want to go ahead and play my recording, it's about 11 minutes. If you guys need to go, if you're not interested in VoiceOver, and you need to go fill your coffee cup.
Here we go, Paul.
This is a demonstration of using the block editor on macOS with the VoiceOver screen reader and Google Chrome for the web browser. I have pre-formatted text prepared in Scrivener.
Scrivener. Block copy.
So I just select it all and copied, and I'll go over to Google Chrome.
GarageBand, Google Chrome, posts WordPress visited, link, add new post.
And I'll select the add new post link.
Add title, edit text, add title, insertion at beginning of text, add default block, add block, group.
So now the editor's open and I'm in edit mode on the default block, so I'm going to go ahead and just paste my content.
Pick block, paragraph, edit text. The WordPress block editor changed how the world...
So I just pressed control there to interrupt VoiceOver because otherwise it would have read through everything I just pasted. I'm going to press escape to go to navigation mode because I'm still in edit mode.
Paragraph block, row one, the WordPress block.
And what we just heard there was paragraph block, row one. And that's our indication that we're in navigation mode because when VoiceOver tells you which element has focus, if it doesn't say that, you're probably in edit mode on that block. So I want to now change a couple of blocks because some formatting is just impossible to do. For example, there's one block that I want to change from text into an image block. So let's go find that.
Paragraph block, row one, the WordPress block.
And so what I did there was I pressed down arrow to move to the next block, but it said paragraph block row one. It should have said row two. And this is one of the issues you run into with VoiceOver, focus lags. Once you interrupt VoiceOver, when you hear it say something you don't think is quite right, you can press VO plus F3 to announce the current element with focus.
Paragraph block, row two.
And we hear that we really are on paragraph block, row two. So I'll keep arrowing down.
A paragraph block, row two.
And that's wrong.
Paragraph block, row three.
And so that's right. So I'm just down arrow, interrupting, VO plus F3.
Paragraph block, row three.
Interrupt, VO plus F3.
Paragraph block, row four, image https://.
Great. So now I'm on that piece of text that I left as a note for myself to turn into an image. So I'm going to press enter to go into edit mode.
Block, paragraph, you're currently in edit mode. To image, selected, space, image, selected.
So I wrote the word image there with a space after it, and I've just selected that, and now I'm going to delete it.
Image.
And the only thing left and within this block now should be the URL, so I'll select that and cut it.
https://, type to choose a block.
So now that URL for that image is on the clipboard, and I can type to select a block. I don't want to be a paragraph block. I want to /i.
Heading, image, selected.
And I want to press enter to make it an image block.
Upload, button, block, image, document, upload an image file.
So now it's giving me options to specify the image, and there are three options. I can upload an image, or the next option.
Media library.
I can select it from media library. I don't want that either, so next option.
Insert from URL, top.
That's what I want. I want to specify the URL, so I'll select that.
URL paste or type URL, edit text.
And then Command V and enter.
HTTPS co- add new post WordPress for newbies.
Great. So now that image should be specified. And now I want to go to that action menu right above the block that I'm editing. So I shift tab to go backwards to that.
Block editor tips for macOS and VoiceOver.
I don't believe that for a second. VO plus F3.
Block image.
Great. So I'm in the block, the image block. So shift tab again.
Image. Change block type or stuff.
That's what I expected to hear. In the action menu, the first element is the menu to let you change block type. So I'll move to the right of this. There's buttons there to move the block up, move the block down, and then eventually I'll get to a menu that'll let me change the image alignment.
Move up. Move image block from, move image block from, move down. Change alignment. Align. Change alignment. Menu pop-up collapsed. But
so I'll select that, down arrow to align left, and press enter.
None. Checked. Align left. Menu item. Block editor tips for macOS.
Great. So now that image is aligned left, and but that's not all I want to do. I want to set alt text, and I want to specify the width because the image is too big, and I didn't resize it before I stuck it in the media library. So the way I get, normally I could, you know, find the editor settings through traditional ways, such as traditional navigation or jumping by region. But what I like to do is just go directly to the alt text form field. So I'm going to VO plus U to open up the VoiceOver web rotor.
Link menu.
And I'm on link, so I'll go right arrow to form.
Form controls menu.
Great. And then ALT.
Alternative text.
And that takes that.
The purpose of the image opens in a new tab.
Perfect. So now I'm going to press enter to select that off the menu.
Alternative text.
And I'm going to select that text field. And I'm going to start typing, and I'm going to type image of the author speaking at a
podium. Image of the author speaking at a podium.
And now if I tab past this, I know that the image width field is not too far away. So actually not tab. I'm going to VO plus right arrow.
Link, empty group, leave empty if aspect ratio. Original, at width, auto, stepper.
So width is currently auto, which gives you the default size. I'm going to change it to 220 pixels.
220, height, auto, stepper.
And the height is automatically computed from the aspect ratio and the width, so that's great. So now I want to return focus to the editor content, so I'm going to VO U on that web rotor again.
Form controls menu.
But I don't want form controls, I want landmarks, so I'm going to arrow over to landmarks menu.
Headings menu, landmarks menu.
And up arrow to editor content.
Editor settings, editor content region.
And enter.
Editor content region.
Now I'm going to tab.
Block editor tips for Mac OS.
And VoiceOver is reading the whole post again, so interrupt, VO plus F3.
Block, image, document is in the VoiceOver.
So I'm in that image block. I'm going to escape to go to navigation mode.
Image block, row 4, image of the author speaking at a podium, but.
And now I'm going to down arrow to find a heading that I actually want to edit and change from text into a heading style.
Heading level 2, color, a paragraph block, row 6. When navigating, paragraph block, row 7, voiceover lags.
Voiceover lags.
Paragraph block, row 7, voiceover lags.
So I'm going to enter to go into edit mode.
Block, paragraph,
I'm going to arrow past voiceover, and I'm going to insert the word focus, so it'll say voiceover focus lags.
Edit text, voiceover, space, F-O-U-S. Voiceover focus lags, selected.
Great, so that's what I want. I just need this now, instead of to be a paragraph, I need it to be a heading, so Shift-Tab.
Paragraph. Change block type or style. Menu pop-up collapse.
I'll select that menu.
Heading. Menu item.
Heading is the first item on the menu, so just press Enter.
Block. Heading. Edit text. VoiceOver.
So now at this point, I want to take a look at a preview of this post. So in order to do that, I'm going to go to the editor top bar. Again, VO plus U, web rotor.
Landmarks menu. 6 items. Main. Editor top bar region.
Editor top bar region. Enter to select.
Editor top bar region.
And VO plus right, pass some controls until I get to the view menu.
Visited. Link. Document tools. Save draft. Button. View, menu pop-up collapsed, button, group.
So I'll select that to open it.
Desktop, menu item.
I don't care whether it's desktop, mobile, or tablet. I'll go straight to...
Tablet, mobile, preview in new tab,
preview
menu
in new tab. So now my preview should be open, and I should be able to find the title by jumping by heading.
Visited, link, a site for WordPress new post navigation, block editor tips for Mac OS and VoiceOver.
Great, and if I keep going to find the next heading, I should find VoiceOver focus lags.
VoiceOver focus lags.
Hey, what do you know? There it is. And just before that, there's a few paragraphs of text, and then there's that image with the alt text that I added. So let's see if I can find that by moving backwards through this post.
When navigating, VoiceOver attempts to interrupting VoiceOver. Image of the author speaking at a podium. Image.
So there's that image with the alt text. And you know what? In my original editor, when I developed the content in my Scrivener editor, I made a list. So I want to see if I can find that. So I'm going to jump to the first list in the post.
List three items.
And there it is.
1. Press VO plus U, web rotor. 2. Or select editor settings. 3. In either case, use the block list view. End of list. And don't forget, if VoiceOver is talking, press...
So that's basically a numbered list with three elements. So it looks to me like this preview looks pretty good. I'm going to close the preview now.
Add new post WordPress for newbies.
And that puts me right back in the block editor. And now I want to go to the editor publish region. I want to schedule this post. So VO plus U, web rotor.
Landmarks menu. Editor talk bar. Editor content. Editor settings region. Editor publish region.
Editor publish.
Open publish panel. Collapsed button.
So I'm going to open the publish panel.
Add the publish button. Ethel, are you ready to pub? Double check WordPress. WP suggest upload X. Select image upload. But visibility. Publish suggestion. Always show pre-publish checks. End of. Editor footer. Reach list block editor. End of. Always show suggestion. Add tab. Publish immediately. Collapsed button.
Aha, here we go. Publish immediately. Collapse button. So I'll select that.
Publish immediately. Expanded button. Brew. Publish. Now button. Time, brew, time, hours, 04 hours, required.
Here we go. So I'm going to specify 9:41,
minute, selection replaced, button.
9 a.m.
p.m., button, April, month, 21, day, required, step 1, 6.
On the 26th.
2024, year, required, end of, calendar, view preview, 3 item, view next, schedule, button. Cancel. Schedule. Button. Scheduling. Link. Block editor tips for Mac OS and VoiceOver. Post scheduled.
So that post is now scheduled, and that's the end of my demo.
You guys awake?
Oh my goodness. I'm having nightmares just listening to my own recording. That's what it's like, though, folks. You gotta, yeah. And it gets better with familiarity because you start to learn the layout. But initially, it's going to be a lot of hunting around, and you're going to be very, very confused. But thank you, Jackie, for letting me play that to give people an idea of VoiceOver.
Paul, listen,
and it sounds like it's just as bad as Joyous. What I've learned from talking to you is a lot of the problems with focus lagging and your screen reader reading the wrong elements or reading the entire post. It's the same kind of thing that we see in VoiceOver. It's not a Mac-only problem.
No. Listen, it's been a pleasure working with you. It surely has, seriously. Yeah, the only reason why I did this, I think, is because Paul agreed to collaborate with me. And I didn't even know him before we started this. So, you know, what can I say? I got a collaboration and a friend out of it. All right, I think we're ready for mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long one, folks. So I just got to warn you, you know.
You thought mine was long. Wait till you hear Jackie.
Yeah.
But I think you do a lot more with yours, and hopefully you explain it a lot better than I did.
Well, I don't know that I did, but you know what? We'll find out, right?
And we'll take questions afterwards.
Yeah. Write them down, folks. Let's see here. What just happened? Hold up. Blah.
Hello. This is a recording about creating various elements of a post. And so... what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about creating lists, both ordered and unordered lists. We're going to talk about creating headings. We're going to talk about creating links, both internal, that is to your posts and pages on your site, but also external, like if I want to link to another site or even a document from somebody else. And then I'm going to talk about creating a media element. Paul already did images, so I'm going to do an audio one. And having said that, let's get started. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my new posts part of my dashboard.
List with two items, link home, visited link update, out of list visited link posts. List with four items, visited link all posts, visited link current page, add new post.
Add new post, so I'm going to go there.
Busy. Add new post testing. No next edit field, out of edit, clickable editor.
I'm going to press control home to go to the top of the page.
Out of edit, out of.
And I'm going to press E for edit.
Clickable editor, content editor, canvas frame, add title, edit multi-line, clickable, add title.
I'm going to go into forms mode, you heard me do that. And I'm going to call this hodgepodge just because, yeah, it's going to incorporate a lot of elements. And I'm going to
hodgepodge,
tab.
Editor canvas document.
I'm going to tab back just to make sure that
open
my title got in
collapsed.
There.
Links clickable editor.
It didn't.
Hodgepodge, empty block semi. Start writing or type forward slash
right.
To choose a block.
So I pressed
editable.
Enter.
Type slash to choose a block. Add title, edit multi-line, hodgepodge, empty block semi. Start writing or
and
type
so
forward slash to choose
now
a block.
I'm going
to
talk about creating a list. As I mentioned before, lists can be of two types. They can be ordered or they can be unordered. One thinks of ordered list. We often think in terms of recipes because, quite clearly, you do have to preheat the oven before you can put the cake in it, and especially before you can take the cake out of it. So the instructions go in a certain order. When we think about that kind of thing, we think of 1, 2, 3, perhaps A, B, C, but it definitely goes in a certain sequence. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type
block colon.
This part of the post is about making lists.
Making lists.
Now, whenever you make a list, the list has to be separated from the rest of the document by at least one blank line. To do that, you press enter twice.
Empty block semi. Empty block semi. Start writing.
Now, for a list of any type, you can always type a forward slash.
Block colon. Paragraph. Initial.
And type LI.
Line results found. Use up and down. Blank. List. Quote 2 of 9. List. List 1 of 9.
And the first result when you test, then when you type LI, list comes up. And so you can press enter.
Block colon. List document. Block colon. List item document, list text edit multi-line, list.
So I'm going to just type preheat oven,
oven
to 350. And I'm going to press enter to go to the next element of the list.
350, block colon, list item document, list text.
And you'll
text
hear
edit,
it say list item
list.
Document, which is telling you that we're on a second item of the list. And I'm just going to type put cake in oven.
Put.
And now I want to end the list because we're not going on with this forever. So I hit enter twice again.
Oven, block colon, empty block semi, start writing or type.
When I hear empty block, I know that I'm good. Now, there are a couple of other ways to make a list. And it's using a syntax that is called markdown. If you want to know more about Markdown, I suggest that you look at brightstarsweb.com. And under there is something called Introducing the Magical Markdown Series. And you can learn a lot about Markdown there, if you're interested. And it's really nice because you don't have to take your hands off the keyboard. So I'm going to create I'm going to create an ordered list using Markdown. And the way I'm going to do that is that I already have my blank line. So I'm going to type a number like 1. And I can either follow this by a parenthesis or right parenthesis or by a period. I'm going to do parenthesis. And once I do that, it's followed by a space. So it's 1.
Colon.
Right parentheses, space.
Block colon. List document.
And you'll notice it said list document, so it understands that you are doing a list. So I'm going to type preheat
EH
oven 2350. Again, I'm going to press enter.
350 block colon list item document.
Put cake in oven. Again, to end the list, I'm going to press enter
block colon
twice.
Empty block semi start.
Creating an unordered list is similar to this, but instead of using numbers, I'm going to use a star, that is an asterisk symbol, or a dash. So it's
block colon
star
paragraph.
And I make a space.
Block colon list document. Block
and
colon.
There we go. It says list document because it recognizes that. Preheat oven.
Oven block colon list item document.
Put cake in oven. And what do? You press enter twice, right?
Oven block empty block
list.
Semi.
All right. So that's the way that one does lists. You can either do slash forward slash list and press enter, or even forward slash li, and the first thing to appear in the block selection list is the word list, and you press enter. That works for everything. Or, as I said, you can just start typing numbers followed by either a parenthesis, or a parenthesis, or a period for an ordered list, or a star followed by a space, or a dash followed by a space for an unordered list. Always end the list with a blank line. Always begin the list with a blank line. It's pretty simple. Now we're going to create headings. Headings are wonderful ways to outline a document, to organize a document, and it's a real accessibility boon. So how am I going to make a heading? It's pretty easy, actually, and there are several ways to do it. The first thing that I can do, this being Gutenberg and all, I can type forward slash H1 through H6. So I'm going to just type forward slash H2.
Add new post testing WPM dash WordPress M dash Mozilla Firefox. No results. Add new post testing WPM slash H2.
So I'm going to press enter on that.
Block colon. Heading document editable. Heading.
And I'm going to type some text. This
is
a heading level.
Level.
Two. All right. And I'm going to press
two,
enter
empty
on
block
that.
Semi. Start writing or type four.
Just because that's the end of the text.
Empty block.
Now, the other way that I can create a heading, I'm going to type this is a heading level 2 again.
Block colon. This is a level 2.
I'm going to go to the beginning of the paragraph, and I can press Alt Shift and the numbers 1 through 6. So Alt-Shift 1 is a heading level 1, Alt-Shift 2 is a heading level 2, etc. Just because I made a heading level 2 previously, I'm going to do it again. Alt-Shift 2.
Block colon. Heading document editable. This is a heading level 2. A. Space. A. A. G. A. I. N. Blank.
So this is a heading level 2 again. Okay. The last way that I can do this is using markdown syntax. I'm going to
empty block
make some empty blocks there just for the hell of it. And I'm going to type two number signs.
Block colon.
Followed by a space.
Block colon. Heading document editable. Heading.
And I'm going to say this is
a
third
3R.
Method. Of making a heading level 2.
Heading. Level.
All right. Those are the three different methodologies for making a heading. Now, let's go to links. Press enter on that, and I'm going to say
block
this
folder.
is an external link. So what you do to create an external link, is you type the title text that you want your visitors to see. So I'm going to link to a post of mine called Protect Yourself with Passwords or Pay. And I'm going to type that text, Protect
Yourself. Yourself, Protect, R-O-T-E-C-T, Y-O-U, Land, Space, F, Land, with
Passwords,
or
Pay. Then I'm going to select that text. So I go to the beginning of it, I
Protect
press
yourself with passwords
Shift
or pay selected.
End to select it. And now I'm going to type Control K to bring up the link dialog.
Link combo box collapsed. Required invalid entry as autocomplete editable searcher type Earl Bland. Three results found.
All right, so it says searcher type Earl, and it also says three results found because it's about to point to something here on my site, but I don't want it there. I want it at my brightstarsweb.com site, so I'm going to type HTTPS.
HTTPS, one result found, HTTPS, one colon, list item,
//,
one result found,
www.brightstarsweb.com. /protect yourself.
One result found with
passwords or pay.
One result found. Use up and down arrow keys to navigate.
This thing is constantly talking, right?
Submit button.
And I tabbed, and it says submit. So
link
I'm
inserted.
Going to do that.
Protect yourself
and
with passwords or pay left.
Link inserted.
Visited link protect yourself with passwords or pay.
All right, and you can see
visited link protect your
that it has that there, so I'm going to press enter.
Empty block semi. Start writing or type // to choose a block.
Now, the other way that you can make an internal link is by pressing the left bracket key twice. And what that will do is bring up some things on your site.
List, initial 5 results load, list, Gutenberg goes classic part 2 of 5.
And it's bringing up this, so
list, just plain Gutenberg 1 of 5.
Just plain Gutenberg.
List, Gutenberg goes classic.
Two,
list, howdy, 3 of 5.
Howdy.
List, this is my story 4 of 5.
This is my story, which is my homepage on my local development site.
List, sample page 5 of 5.
And sample page, I don't
list,
want
that. List, just plain
that.
Gutenberg 1 of 5.
So I'm just going to say just plain Gutenberg. Again,
block
I'm
colon,
press
paragraph
enter.
Document editable link just plain Gutenberg.
And you hear it say editable link just plain Gutenberg. So it said link, and that means that we have been successful in creating that link. Nice.
Empty block semi. Start writing or empty block.
I'm going to press enter twice just to create some space. And the last thing I'm going to do is create an audio element. And guess what? I mean, you've seen some of this before. So I'm going to do /A.
Add new post testing WPM audio.
And when I do a current line read, it says audio. I'm going to press enter on that.
Upload an audio file, pick one from your media library, or add one with a URL.
Okay, so I have 3 options here. I have upload a file, pick one from your media library, or do an external URL. Well, I don't feel like doing an external URL, and I don't have anything in my media library, so my only choice here really is to upload something, and that is what I'm going to do.
Upload.
So I'm going to press enter on that.
File upload dialog.
And it gives me a typical file upload dialog.
Items view list. Navigating the editor.mp3 16 of
22. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do navigating the editor. So I hit enter.
Type slash to choose a block. Block colon. Audio document.
And it says audio document there. So hopefully that will actually be a document. Or MP3 snippet. So that's the recording on creating elements. I hope you found it helpful.
All right. That was we presented a lot of material here today, you know. We have. But it should be enough to get you guys up and running in terms of being able to edit content. So does anybody have any questions about this?
And before people ask questions, let me make a couple of comments. It's I do not administer WordPress websites every day. I have a life, like most of you do, right? This is not your full-time job. And if we did this every day, we would be as good at this as Jackie is. But we don't. And so what I encourage you guys to do is to listen to what we're giving you today and know that things are actually possible. It might require a little bit of research when you actually go to do it yourselves. But yes, if anyone's got any questions, please give us your name and we'll recognize you and let's hear what people are curious about, what we can help you with.
I think they all went to sleep, Paul. I don't blame them. Either that or they're so overwhelmed that their eyes are like popping out of their head.
No, I didn't go to sleep. I am awake. And thank you all for this presentation. I used to use the WordPress, and I, you know, once I learned how to use it, it actually was not bad using it, but it was just before they created the block editing thing that they're doing now. So that is one of the reasons I wanted to take this and listen to it, you know, just to get some instruction on how to utilize it. So, yeah, thank you guys. I have to process the information a little more before I could really ask a question. But I just wanted to say thank you.
You're very welcome. We're happy to be here sharing the information with people. And, you know, there's a lot of resources out there on the web. Let me restate that. There's not a lot of resources out there on the web for how to use it with a screen reader. But the resources are growing, and Jackie and I wanted to contribute to that. And that's why we're doing this course. You can definitely contact either of us anytime you want if you've ever got questions. And Jackie, your mailing list is a great resource for anyone with questions on how this stuff works.
And, you know, I wish that folks would subscribe to it because if you have a question about something, chances are somebody else does too. And the answer to your question may benefit more than just you. So you're contributing to the growth of knowledge if you ask a question on a mailing list as opposed to if you just write me or Paul privately and ask a question. You know, it's a question of sharing of knowledge. And so, yeah, I know everybody has too many emails as it is, but it's a low traffic list. And I really would urge you, you know, the information to subscribe is on WP4, that's the number 4, noobsnews.com, and you can subscribe up to the mailing list and ask your questions on there so that everybody can benefit from the answers that you get. Anybody
else? This is Allison. I'd like to thank you also very much. I've been using WordPress since January of 2012, and of course it's gone through numerous changes in those years, and I still use it, but I use it each week, but I don't do all the fancy things with it. I do post my blog each week, and it's really, at this point, easier for me to do than it has been for some time. So I use JAWS, and I get done the basics, but I would like to learn some of the extras that I don't do and such. So I thank you for the information and really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Alice. But and remember, if you're using the WordPress editor plugin, it is going away, folks.
I'm using the block editor.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's what my technician helped set things up for me so that it's very easy to use. And it says block, so I assume that's what I'm doing. I used to use Classic Editor, of course.
Yep. Good job.
Yeah,
you're braver. You're very brave, Alice.
Nothing fancy.
I'm sorry?
That Porsche?
I was saying, yeah, I have a little tip as well. If you're at home using the Gutenberg editor, there is a plugin, and I know WordPress does suggest trying to experiment with that. But if your host allows you to do staging sites and you don't want to use it on your real site, you can use a staging site to experiment with the plugin because that has more accessibility features as well that they don't have in the actual default editor. So I thought I'd point that out as well.
I always use a local development site on my own computer to, because, the reason why they call us web pros is because they don't see it when stuff blows up in our faces because it's all done.
Oh,
local.
Yeah. I was just pointing out for those that, don't have the experience with doing that and have staging on their web host, that's an option as well, too. But, yeah, for
that's
sure,
true.
Either
yeah.
way. I'd point that out.
the local development is free. You can always find something that's free for local development. That's the nice thing about it. Web hosting, you got to usually pay something.
Yeah, it's true.
Excuse me. I wanted to join your mailing list, but I don't find links into the site. Member login, the password reset gives me page not found.
So it's what's your name?
Elena.
I'm sorry?
Elena.
Onoma?
Olena.
Olena? Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. So Olena, if you go to WP4, which is
four,
the number 4.
Newbs.com, yes.
Yeah. It should have a link there to subscribe to the mailing list, I believe.
No, I don't find any link.
You can email either one of us by whatever method you heard about this tutorial today, and we can help you out by email to make sure you get subscribed.
So, anyway, it's it's a freelists.org mailing list. So you go to www.freelists.org. What?
Freelist.
Hello?
Hello. Slash list. Hello? / WP4 Noobs. But
if Elena would like to send an email to WP4 Noobs. /request@freelists.org and put the word subscribe in the subject line. That should do it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Very good, John. Thank you.
You know what I like to do? I just go to the thing and there's a combo box there and subscribe is selected and there's an edit box where you can put your email address and you press the submit button and away it goes. So it all works, right? Look, guys, one of the things that I'm trying to point out here, and Paul is trying to point out here, right, is that when you're dealing with websites and computers and WordPress and Gutenberg in particular, not just one road leads to Rome. You know, we got a bunch of things going on here, and there's a lot of different ways that you can do stuff. Pick the one that's right for you and be consistent with it. That's what I would say, right? Pick the one that's consistent for you and stick with it, you know? But there are a lot of different ways. And some people find the number signs for the headings a good way. Some people find the Alt-Shift-1-6 to be a good way, you know? Some people find typing /H1-H6 to be a good way. Lots of roads. Lots of roads.
I totally agree with you, Jackie. The fact that you can paste Markdown in, or you can type Markdown live, or you can type non-Markdown, or you can paste from a rich text editor gives you a lot of different options. Find one that works for you is good advice. What I do with one of my websites is I end up getting a lot of post content from various contributors, and myself or someone else needs to turn that into a post using the block editor. So we don't always have control of what source it comes from. And so just being able to paste it into the local editor that we're comfortable with to make sure the formatting's right first before we go into Gutenberg, then that minimizes the amount of interactions we have to do with Gutenberg.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So,
like I said,
you end up finding a workflow that works for you after a while. Yep.
So, Paul,
so
when you, let's say you paste a whole document into Gutenberg, will it automatically split it up into blocks?
Exactly, yeah. So if I'm pasting from a rich text editor, then basically in the rich text editor, I press return after every paragraph, right? And
right.
So I end up with a whole bunch of paragraphs. I select them all, copy them, paste them, and each paragraph then goes into its own block. Now, it's a little bit different with Markdown, as Jackie showed you in her recording. With Markdown, you always have to have two returns after every paragraph. So if you were doing Markdown in a plain text editor, you would be leaving a blank line, between every paragraph.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
Well,
and
no,
you end up
Markdown,
with a lot of blocks really quickly.
Markdown doesn't require that, but lists do. Markdown just requires...
That's right. You've
got to
have a blank line before the list starts and after the list ends.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, so the other thing that I'm going to put up there, and I have it some already, there are some people who really just want to stick with the classic editor. They don't want to mess with Gutenberg, okay? They want their classic editor. And the plugin is going away, and so they think they're in a quandary, but the actual truth is no, because the classic editor is based on something called TinyMCE. And TinyMCE is so interwoven with the core of WordPress that if it were cut out, it would really just actually gut WordPress. And so there is a way. You go into your editor and you type a forward slash and you select classic. From the paragraph list, you start typing CL, and classic's the first one to come up. You press enter, and you type your content in the classic editor, and you tab over to save, and you save it.
And so that's basically a classic editor block, right?
It is.
Right. This is Portia, by the way. Another tip as well, if people really... really must have the actual classic editor and don't want to use the blocks, which people are saying you really should do anyway, there are third-party plugins that allow you to use the classic editor.
Mm-hmm.
So
but
there is that option
as
well.
You can, right? I mean, because some hosts like WordPress.com.
Yeah, if you can do that, then there is an option.
Yeah, right. See, I have this philosophy, and you know, here's the thing about WordPress. There's no right or wrong answer, right? I have a philosophy that the fewer plugins you have on your site, the better.
Yeah, I agree.
They can slow it, they can slow it down. They can serve as an attack surface vector for people with bad intentions. Stuff. And you don't know what some of that code contains, although the ones that are on WordPress.org have been vetted. So, I'm one of these people who tries to, do with as few plugins as possible.
Yeah, I think here as well.
Yeah. That's just me.
This is
go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. My name is Dawn Savino, and I thank you both for this presentation. It was great. I'm brand new to this stuff, so I really appreciate it, and I'm glad you've recorded it so I can listen back. But one thing I wanted to say is just to back you both up in terms of always being, I taught computer technology for 20 years, assistive tech, before there was even Windows, frankly. And once Windows came along, that was a huge change for a lot of blind folks, and it was really hard for folks to get used to. And two things resonated with what you were saying. One is that absolutely whatever is the best method for you, you should take that method and use it and stick with it, and chances are you'll be very happy using whatever keystroke combination. And then the second one that sounds maybe a little incongruous is always be willing to adjust and change, because when it comes to computers, things will constantly be in flux. Things will change, and yet, that's how life is anyway, right? But certainly when you're dealing with computer technology, it's a good idea to be able to adjust, because things will change. And as Jackie said, you never know where that's coming down the line, and best to be able to just go with the new thing and be as up-to-date as you can. So that's my two cents. And thank you again, both of you.
Very well said. And
yeah, exactly.
I wish I had your attitude. Usually I curl up on the floor in a fetal position and kick and scream a lot before I'm willing to change.
Well, I think we all do. I think we all do. But it's always a good idea to realize that, we don't have a lot of control over this stuff.
That's
and if
right.
we want to be able to work with new things and stay relevant with this stuff, we have to be able to adjust, So.
Yep.
But part of the problem has been two things in terms of Gutenberg, right? The first one was that when it first came out, right, accessibility was non-existent. Despite WordPress's commitment to AA accessibility at core, Gutenberg was not accessible, all right? And as an insider, I'm on both the accessibility and the support team at WordPress, I can tell you that it created one huge rift in the WordPress community. There was a lot of people very unhappy because of that there was no accessibility. The second problem is, so it had to be bolted on, right? And that's never a good thing. The second problem is that there really has been a tremendous dearth. There has been almost nothing published on the web about how to use the block editor with a screen reader. Paul and I are pioneering. I hate to say that, but because it seems like such a small thing, but we are. We are pioneering, and publishing this material so that people can get it and use it.
Oh, that's wonderful, and I appreciate that. You know, people have to be in the vanguard. You know, as I say, right around 1994, 1995, when Windows became inevitable, when the graphic user interface became inevitable, and I was teaching blind folks, you know, how to use screen reading technology, the screen readers didn't. I mean, JAWS didn't just appear. JAWS had been available for DOS, but it took every one of those developers, GW Micro, and what was at the time Enter Joyce before Freedom Scientific, it took them forever to figure out the GUI. And there were a lot of users, myself included, as a professional, as an AT professional. We had had full-blown access under DOS, which was a command line oriented operating system. So it just relied on typing in commands. This notion of having to be able to access menus and how do we get around the problem of the mouse, this was an enormous problem. And it took a long time to figure it out. And once they did, and once we as users and instructors figured it out, it's been pretty smooth sailing. And of course, you know, Apple came along and revolutionized the whole industry with built-in speech access and all of that. And but in any case, I guess the point I'm just trying to make is, again, there will always be change, and I appreciate you guys being in the on the front lines there saying, this needs to be accessible. We have to figure out how to do it. You guys need to do this. It's the law, and besides that, it's the right thing. So, you know, and as users, our responsibility is also to accept that we will always be a little bit behind in terms of full-blown access because, you know, it takes a little time before it gets figured out. So the frustration that we all feel is real, and it's valid, but, you know, best to figure it out and accept it and keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Do we have any other block editor questions before we shut this thing down?
Yeah, really.
Just an observation. I don't know about the Mac, but the Gutenberg editor might be made easier to navigate if there was an NVDA add-on or JAWS scripts available for it.
Possibly.
Absolutely.
Have you tried that, Jackie, NVDA?
That's what I use. I don't use
JAWS. Okay. All right.
But here's the thing about that, okay? And I used to be a script writer for a number of years. I don't know if you folks are aware of that, but, I mean, I used to do a lot of scripting. The problem with all of that, as with screen readers in general, is you're basically trying to shove square pegs into round holes.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Always. So it's best to have accessibility incorporated into the particular solution that's being built. And if WordPress has committed to core accessibility at the AA level, then, yeah, that needs to apply to their editor as well.
Hear, hear.
Well, I hope we've helped some folks today. Again, subscribe to the mailing list. I'm going to check because I am quite sure that I have a link to the mailing list on there, but I'll check. I don't know. You know, I can be quite sure.
Yeah, and while you're checking, I just wanted to say, you know, we're not here to make money. We're here to help people out, and we're not pointing you to the mailing list so that we can build subscribers. I have nothing to do with a mailing list other than being a subscriber myself, but we just think it's the best way to disseminate the information. And the more we communicate about this and talk about the problems we're running into and how we solve those problems, the more productive we will all be.
And remember, I'm on the accessibility team. So I can take and would be able to show, you know, emails or whatever. And if it's on list and other people say, yeah, you know, I'm having the same problem, I can show these people this and say, you know what, here's a thing. Like, for example, I think the thing of toggling the escape key between navigation and edit mode, horrible idea. Absolutely the pits.
I agree with that.
Escape should get you out of edit into navigation. Enter should put you into edit, and there's no ambiguity.
Agreed. 100% agree. That's got to change.
Yeah. It really is a bad idea. So, you know, and I think that would help a lot, but I don't know what will help all this focus problem. But anyway, you know, just write us, subscribe to the email. I'm not trying to develop a subscriber list. I mean, well, yeah, I would like to develop a subscriber list, but here's the thing. If I answer a question for one person by private email, that one person gets an answer. If I answer a question for somebody on a mailing list, right, then everybody who subscribed to that list gets the answer, and it may have answered for many, you know, a lot of people. And to be quite honest with you, it cuts down my work, and it shares the knowledge with everybody else, you know? So it seems like a kind thing to do in a way, to subscribe to the list, just to help with workflow and that kind of thing. But then that's just me.
No, you're absolutely right. I agree. Yeah.
Listen, I want to express our heartfelt appreciation for your guys' attendance. It's been wonderful meeting you all.
Yep.
Thank you for coming.
And,
you know, keep safe.
My pleasure.
And Paul, you did such a good job. Thank you so much for presenting with me. That was just so nice of you to do. I know you have a life. You set up books and works, and you know. So
great job, you guys. Thank you so very much. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you all for attending and making it feel like it was worthwhile for us to put it together. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks.
And there will be more stuff coming up on the next couple of days. I've got some audio to attach to some posts and that kind of thing, okay? So.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jackie.
Back on the WP for Noob site. Thank you, Paul. You were great.
All right.
Later.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, later, guys.
Bye.
Adios.